Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Prague in the Czech Republic to Buellton, California, to Victoria Island to around the block, we are the Tastemakers.
Morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this gorgeous, gorgeous afternoon. We are here, the Tastemakers, at our new time in
day
and time, and here in Sundays at 12 o'clock, high noon Pacific Standard Time.
A lot less traffic out there doing this gig on a Sunday, Mark.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, you can't go wrong with the Sunday afternoon, right?
Fantastic, and a beautiful day out there. Some fires going on, but they're in the distance, and hope all is safe.
Yeah, it's sunny and another gorgeous, beautiful Southern California afternoon, like usual. So to all our listeners, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, right. Good to be here. Good to be here.
Lots to talk about today. We just came out of a meeting here in the Valley. We're excited about the Oscars. It's a new partnership we've got with an Oscar gala coming up. We'll have details on that in just a moment. But we're going to start. Again, we got a busy day. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of stuff going on. But let's start off how we usually do, Matt, with our
celebrity birthdays. And there's a ton of them today. Caleb McLaughlin, that name won't ring a bell with you, Mark, at all. He turned 17 today. And David Harbour from Stranger Things was the host on Saturday Night Live last night. Don't know if you saw it, but Caleb McLaughlin is a 17-year-old celebrating his birthday today from Stranger Things. Here's another one. Last night, Mark, we were talking about who was also doing the entertainment at the Super Bowl with Jennifer Lopez.
Shakira.
Now, kudos to her. She's a beautiful woman. But if I just saw her on the corner by Coffee Bean, I wouldn't know her from another beautiful woman. Here's another one. Ashanti. You know her, right?
I wouldn't know her if I bump into her.
She's 38 today, so happy birthday to her. How about this, Mark? Do you know who Tiffany Trump is?
Yeah, Tiffany Trump is Donald Trump's daughter.
Yeah, she's 25.
From Marla Maples.
She's 25 today.
25?
Yeah, 25 today. Oh. NFL football great Jerry Rice, 56 today.
I think he won Dancing with the Stars a few years ago.
I think he did. Usually the athletes do pretty well on that.
Yes, because they're athletes. So.
Kate Walsh. The name sounds familiar. I know she's a big-time actress.
Well,
but if I bumped into her, we're in Hollywood. We're around these people. We're in the scene, Mark. I know the name, but if I saw her, I would not know her. But she's 51
right
today.
That.
How about this one, Mark? She has since passed on, but former English Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. How old do you think?
She probably would have been 95.
94?
Okay.
Very good, Mark. Very good. Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah, Mr. Borat.
Yeah. I watched the last 20 minutes of that the other day. What a bust up.
And you know our buddy Ken Devashian, who we should reach out for the gala.
Yeah, for sure.
He's very familiar.
He's buddies with Samira Mark. Remember, he was at her white party we were at, plus the wake for her.
Strange that she didn't mention him then.
Yeah.
To be one of the group.
Yeah. Well, maybe she just has to consider him A-list. I'm not quite sure. But Samira might be listening. If you are, Samira, thanks for the meeting this morning, and we'll be promoting our partnership shortly. That being said, Margaret Thatcher is 94.
Yeah.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
I'd say he's 48.
47.
Okay.
Boy, you're pretty good.
Yes, I am.
NBA All-Star, Hall of Famer, Paul Pierce.
Oh.
41 today.
Yeah, I was going to say 40.
41 today. Capri Rich. She's a YouTuber, Mark, and she's only celebrating 9 candles on her birthday cake today.
Speaking about the YouTubers, last night, you know, Whitney and Chelsea
I got 3 more, Mark, real quick. Marie Osmond, how old do you think she is?
She's 58.
59. Another 1 year off by a year. Paul Simon today.
He's 70.
77.
Oh, wow,
and
77.
And last but not least, owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones.
He's 78.
76.
Okay.
There you go. So back to the YouTubers.
Well, last night we were talking about Whitney and Chelsea. We were talking about that one stylist guy that they were all into
makeup
his YouTube show.
Makeup guy, yeah.
I mean, and it's our episode. I thought YouTube only was shorter episodes, 15, 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It's a stylist guy that's got an hour episode.
And boy, they were sure into him, huh?
They knew all about this guy. I never heard of him before, but that's not surprising. But they were all into it, and Chelsea's going to buy the stuff, and, you know.
Expensive makeup stuff.
You know, so, you know, you make it on YouTube, you got it.
How do you make it when you're 9, though?
Yeah, I don't understand that. I think a lot of it is luck of the draw. Right place, right time.
And
you know
another thing, I'm curious, how does stuff all of a sudden, if somebody films like that woman jumping into the lion cage, how does that become... And everybody's
viral?
That's the word, yeah. How's that happen?
I don't know. This stuff just goes viral, you know?
Who's promoting the show today, Mark? Who's the show being?
Well, lots of stuff going on, but one of the things I want to spend about 10 minutes talking about, because it's a big event coming up in just a few weeks.
Yep.
The Breeders' Cup is returning here to Santa Anita Park, I think for the 10th time. I might be wrong about that, but anyhow, the Breeders' Cup administers the Breeders' Cup World Championships. And what that is, it's Thoroughbred Racing's year-end championships, which is really the biggest thing in horse racing annually. It's bigger than the Kentucky Derby. It's bigger than the Preakness. It's bigger than the Pegasus. It's bigger than anything that's going on in Dubai. Breeders' Cup also administers the Breeders' Cup Challenge Qualifying Series, which provides automatic starting positions into the championship races. This year, the 2019 Breeders' Cup World Championship consists of 14 championship races. How about that? That's a lot of races.
A lot.
13 Grade 1 events and one Grade 2 event, with purses and awards totaling more than $30 million. This is why...
$30 million?
Yeah, with all the races that's going on. This is why the Breeders' Cup is the biggest thing in thoroughbred racing throughout the year, around the world. This year, it's being held at November 1st.
In your backyard.
2nd. Yeah, at Santa Anita Park. November 1st and 2nd at Santa Anita Park in Arcadia, California. And it's going to be televised live by NBC Sports Group. Breeders' Cup press releases appear on Breeders' Cup website at breederscup.com. You could also follow the Breeders' Cup on social media platforms at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Now, this event is taking place 2 weeks from this Friday, November 1st, and then Saturday, November 2nd. November 2nd is the actual Breeders' Cup, the main race.
So is the Friday race, is that similar to what happens prior to the Kentucky Derby when they have the Oaks?
Sure, yeah. It's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff going on that weekend at Santa Anita in Arcadia. We're saying start your morning off with a trip to Clocker's Corner. Now, Clocker's Corner is a little coffee shop restaurant at the end of the track. She could watch the morning workouts, have a free cup of coffee. Not Breeders' Cup weekend, but normally at Clocker's Corner. But it's a great place to go and start your day, rub shoulders with the World Championship connections, be able to see some of the very best horses on earth, put in their final preparations before the race. Then it's time to get ready for the Future Stars Friday. Dress with care, because Friday is the first day of the Longines Prize for Elegance. The best-dressed men and women will win Longines timepieces on both Friday, November 1st, and Saturday, November 2nd. Now, this is great for men and women to dress your finest. Your finest, in the weather here in L.A. area is still beautiful this time of the year, so you dress like you would going to the races. Women, wear your fascinators, wear your best hats. Men, wear your seersucker suits.
Seersuckers.
Your bowlers.
Bowlers? I got one of those.
Yeah, right? So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, and this is a great way to win a Longines timepiece. I mean, Longines is one of the big sponsors for the Breeders' Cup. So, there's a lot of activity going on.
Any idea when the... fashion shows will be taking, or contests will be taking
place.
Well,
I think, you know, what it is it starts like 11 o'clock and goes through 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So you come and you register, and then if you're chosen as one of the main picks, you'll get a text to say, come on back for the 2:30 final thing.
Ah.
But they'll text you. Mm-hmm. Or call you.
Everybody could apply, but they'll only select probably 10 to 15 people.
I think so, yeah, about 10 or 15.
Or else they'd have 100 people in there.
Right.
Yeah.
So again, breederscup.com. Tickets are still available on the website. I encourage you to go there before it sells out, which most likely it will. They've got all sorts of seating options. They've got all sorts of dining options. Dining options start at $200, and it gets you a great seat, great restaurant. It's a great day of racing. It's a great day of food, great day of some libations. They've got a couple of official drinks that they're having this year, and I forget what they are right now. But they're two. Actually, one of them is through the 21 Club. The Breeders' Cup has a great partnership with the 21 Club of not the 21 Club, but 21 in New York City in Manhattan. And so the mixologists are putting together a fantastic drink partnership with 21, which is great. Now, also part of the big 3-day or 2-day weekend that's going on over there here in Arcadia, also Pasadena, is what they're calling the Bash. at the Breeders' Cup.
I heard about that, Mark. Sounds like the event to attend.
Bash of the Breeders' Cup. Now, Bash, it was the Thoroughbred, this sponsor, this benefits the Thoroughbred Charities of America, TCA, which was established in 1990 to help secure second chances for Thoroughbreds. This is kind of like that Ferdinand's Club, the Ferdinand charity in Louisville that benefits the jockeys and the horses during the Kentucky Derby weekend. We partnered with them a few years ago. It's a secure chance for Thoroughbreds after their racing career ends to improve the lives of backstretch and farm workers. TCA raises funds to provide grants to approved organizations working to rehab, retrain, and rehome thousands of off-track Thoroughbreds each year, and provides health and human services for backstretch programs and equine-assisted therapy organizations. They provide funding to 64 charities across North America this year and have granted out more than $23 million since its inception in 1990. They do not receive funding from any mandated sources, so they really rely on generous donors and fundraisers to care for the retired athletes and the people that care for them. That's why this event taking place on Friday, November 1st at the beautiful Langham Hotel in Pasadena. It's a great charity for a great cause and a great time. The second largest fundraiser of the year is the Breeders' Cup event. This year, they're hosting the Bash at the Breeders' Cup Friday, November 1st at the Langham in Pasadena. They will welcome approximately 250 prominent owners and trainers to enjoy cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, live music, and a live auction. That's a lot of stuff going on in one event.
It sure is.
Right?
And this is after spending a day at the races.
Right.
So when you want to kind of mingle with some people, make some contacts, have a good evening, a little bit of nosh and some cocktails, here's where you want to go.
www.tca.org/bash at the Breeders' Cup. And the main website is tca.org. Again, a great organization, a great charity, benefits a great cause. And that evening is going to be great. They got two different options available. They've got one for $100, I believe. That gets you one drink, and you still get to enjoy the ambiance of the Langham.
Entertainment.
Mingle with everybody, and then they've got the VIP, option, which is available for $250.
And what does that
which
include,
gives
Mark?
Open bar,
oh.
More hors d'oeuvres,
oh.
Live auction, or not live auction? I believe it's a silent auction, but it's a yeah, great event. Auction. And the Langham Hotel. If you haven't been to the Langham Hotel in Pasadena, it's like a hidden gem in the neighbor. This beautiful neighborhood,
San Marino, isn't that San Marino or South Pasadena?
It's not South Pasadena. Yeah. It's Pasadena, mm-hmm. Right borderline to San Marino, but it's in Pasadena, Langham Hotel. Go there, check it out. It's Cocktails for a Cause. And the great thing about it is, here we go again, after the races, join for a cocktail for a good cause. This is a can't-miss event. It will feature cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, live music, live auction. Oh, it's a live auction, not silent auction.
Live, oh, I like
live
that.
Auction.
That's fun stuff.
And all benefits proceed or benefits will all proceeds will benefit the TCA. VIP tickets include open bar, access to the exclusive VIP lounge. General admission tickets also include a complimentary drink and cash bar. Langham Hotel, 1401 South Oak Knoll Avenue in Pasadena, which is fantastic. Now, the auction, some of the auction items, which is pretty great. VIPs, one of the things is VIP meet and greet with American Pharoah and Justify at Ashford Stud Stable for six people.
Awesome.
Yeah. And join. And then here's another one, which is great. Join Larry Culmus for a fourth race calling during the 2020 meet at Saratoga and more, which means you're in the booth with Larry Culmus calling the race.
Cool stuff.
Which is great. So
again, cool stuff.
Great events. BreedersCup.com. The Breeders' Cup Bash. These are two things that you need to take advantage of. I encourage you to go. And I'm looking forward to it. It's in 2 weeks.
Yeah, sounds like a great,
two
great
weeks
event.
Friday.
So. Yeah. Going from a positive thing to a negative thing, the Dodgers, Mark, the L.A. Dodgers.
Wow.
Was this not their year? I guess it wasn't, right? Best record they've ever had. Talk about disappointing. Was that, like, terrible or what?
Terrible. It's a nightmare.
And, you know, they go into the eighth inning, and I'm thinking, excuse me, all we have to do is go two more innings. You know, at
yeah,
the bottom
top of the eighth, we're up by three.
Bottom of the seventh, well, 3-1.
Oh, 3-1.
Bottom of the seventh, they bring in Kershaw. For the third out, 1-2-3, struck him out. And originally that was the goal, to bring in Kershaw to get that. I forgot who it was, but to get him out. I saw and watched Kershaw walk off the field, and he looked like he knew he had it. So the original goal.
And right out of the gate, he got the first out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The third out. And that's what his goal was, to get that out and go into the eighth inning. They brought him back to start the eighth inning. which was terrible. We had a, we still had a 3-1 lead with 2 innings to go, 6 outs to go, and he threw one home run, or pitched for one home run. At that point in time, Dave Roberts should have brought him out. You know, we gave up one run. At that point in time, from the track record that he has given us, Dave Roberts should have known, that's it, pull him out. But who would have known, and what are the odds that Kershaw is going to throw back-to-back home runs to tie it up? I don't know what was worse. Bringing him back for the eighth, letting him give up that one home run, or the second home run, or going into extra innings, and then a grand slam.
Mm-hmm. Who would have figured a grand slam?
This was the absolute, I mean, we're in the eighth inning. I mean, we're 2 innings away from going to the next series. Just very disappointing.
Yeah.
I mean, very disappointing.
Yep. It was. What are you going to do, though?
Yeah. So
wait for next year again.
Again.
We did the last 2 years.
Which is terrible.
We said there's always next year.
It was terrible because, I mean, 2 years ago, we went to the seventh game and we lost because Darwish gave that game away. And then last year, we went up to the freight train, the Boston Red Sox, and there was no way we were going to win that. So at least if you get to the World Series and you say next year, that's one thing. But we don't even win the divisional series. That's a travesty.
Yeah, it is. It's like the Clippers. They win the first round of the in the playoffs, and then that's the end of it. They don't go any farther than that. They will this year, though, but the last couple of years, they always only went to the first division, the first playoff pairing
series.
And then we always got beaten by the Warriors or some other better team than us. But I think this year will change. But anyhow, it's always stings when you make it there, but you get bumped out the first.
And the thing is with basketball, I think there's like 12 teams, 14 teams that make it. With baseball, there's literally a handful. Yeah. There's like 8 of them, if that. So
right.
It stinks. And so it's for next year. That call that I got, Mark, from Dodger Stadium the other day, I told you about, I thought it was you. They want to talk to you, and I'm thinking it's some kind of partnership. They had your name listed for,
I guess. Season tickets?
Yeah. So, and I asked the guy, I said, hey, how's it feeling over there? He says, it's not good. Mm. I mean, he was darn right. He was on board. He knew that it was not a good scene. And you got to figure out, like I said, Kershaw's got to be going on a 3-month world trip or something, or hibernating. He can't go anywhere now without anybody giving him crap.
Yeah,
he's not going to hear good job, we'll get him again next year. He's going to be hearing crap. So I really feel a little sorry for that guy, but he gave a good interview afterwards. He took all the blame, you know, and he looked like a broken man. I mean, Jim Hill asked him, which, by the way, I told you I met Jim Hill at the game last week, right?
Yeah.
He was filming a segment for and I went up to him. I said, Jim, I hate to interrupt. And he was right in front of the camera. And we talked for a second. And then he even said, thanks so much for coming over and introducing yourself.
He's a good guy.
That's a class guy. I know we bumped into him.
Well, we were at the Kings playoff.
I'm not sure we met him, though.
We were having lunch right next to him.
Yeah.
I think we didn't want to bother him.
Yeah. But anyhow, swell cat.
Yeah.
Swell cat.
Yeah.
So here's to next year.
Here's the next year again.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it is.
What's at the movies this weekend?
Well, let's see. We got the Joker still. We got the
Gemini Man.
We got
a bus.
Of which I haven't seen either one of them.
Gemini Man. A bus, like I figured.
Oh, so they came out on Friday?
$22 million.
Oh, I thought it was coming out next week. Mm-mm. Yeah, you know, these big $100 million, it's probably $150 million, I think, because they totally digitalized his person. This is the first time, I guess, that's been done, where they digitalized a person for the entire movie.
I forgot what the guy's name is who's always on KTLA with the gray hair. He's the movie critic. I like him a lot. He said the only way to see this movie and like it is in IMAX 4K 3D.
Right. And who wants to spend $19 to see a movie? Not me.
Speaking of that, you know what Carrie and I are going to do, Mark, for the month? We're going to sign up, I think, Thanksgiving weekend for Regal Theater. Mm-hmm. $23 to get unlimited movies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, right, you know, movies come out Thanksgiving weekend and they come through Christmas. Huh. So we're going to sign up for the $23. And
unlimited movies. Huh?
Yeah. Boy, that's...
I didn't hear about that. Well, we don't have any Regals by us.
Yeah, but I think there's other companies that do it as well.
Yeah?
I mean, we just paid, you know, it was $24 for the two of us to see one movie the other day.
Wow.
You know, well, that's for two of us, but, I mean, still.
Yeah, movies aren't cheap.
Put it this way, if you see four movies in a month, you do better than break even.
Yeah,
and
well, I agree.
Especially around that time, all the good movies are coming out.
Yeah, they're all the Hollywood, the Oscar buzz, and the blockbusters.
Speaking of good movies, I saw Judy the other day, which is in limited release.
Limited release.
Excellent movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We it was not by us. We had to go out to Canyon Country to see it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
Canyon Country.
Yeah. Do not
they wouldn't
like
have
them.
It in Valencia, but they got it in Canyon Country. That doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense, but very good movie.
Does it end where she actually dies?
Well, it ends 6 weeks before she dies. After she left London, they said 6 weeks after she was finished with her London touring, right. She passed on at age 47.
Okay.
But excellent movie, just like Downton Abbey. It felt like I was sitting at home watching it on Sunday night.
Right, except it's bigger because you got it on the big screen, yeah. You got the music, just like you're right there.
Two good movies back to back that I saw, which I highly recommend. I got to see Joker, but don't know when I'm going to see that.
Yeah.
But what else?
We were talking about horse racing a minute ago, but I want to get back to horse racing and do a big shout out to thank Santa Anita Park. You know, we were just there a couple weeks ago for the champagne tasting at the Chandelier Room, which is fantastic. You had champagne tasting plus thoroughbred racing all from the Chandelier Room, which was fantastic. Santa Anita Park or SantaAnita.com. Santa Anita Park is a Stronach Group company, North America's leading thoroughbred racetrack owner operator. Stronach Group racetrack includes Santa Anita Park, Gulfstream Park and Casino, Golden Gate Fields, Portland Meadows, Laurel Park, Pimlico Racecourse, home of the world famous Preakness, which they just signed a new contract where the Preakness will stay at Pimlico for, I think, the next 30 years, which is great. Which is pretty cool. So the Stronach Group owns all the major horse racing parks in the country, which is including my favorite, Santa Anita Park. So SantaAnita.com. We were there last weekend.
It looks beautiful.
Tomorrow is the Columbus Day holiday, so they've got dollar hot dogs and $2 beers.
I think it's the other way, Mark. I think it's dollar beers and $2 hot dogs.
Dollar beers and $2 hot dogs. Which is fantastic. It's going to be a great day tomorrow in Arcadia. So go take advantage of the racing, get your hot dogs, get your beers, get some great racing leading up to the Breeders' Cup in
2 weeks.
Just a little over 2 weeks. So, I mean, again, a big thanks to Santa Anita Park, SantaAnita.com. They've got events going on all year over there, which is great. So again, go out there and enjoy some great racing. Thanks to our friends at Santa Anita Park for some great, great, great times.
Yeah, you know, Mark, since we were on air last, have we been to Howlin' Rays?
No. Let me see. That was 4 weeks ago we were here, so I don't know if we probably.
We did it after our Emmy event, right?
Right.
Yeah, so Howlin' Rays is the hot, literally more ways than one, hot chicken place.
It was the 21st.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, so we have. But anyhow, Howlin' Rays is like the hottest hot chicken place, more ways than one, literally tasting and just happening and exciting. And currently they have, if you go on any given day, you're looking at a 2 to 3 hour wait to get into this place.
Which is incredible when you think of it.
Which is very incredible. Howlin' Rays, and it's in Chinatown. Again, 2 to 3 hour wait for the best chicken in town. Mark and I were fortunate enough to be tastemakers and get on the, I guess,
front of the line pass.
So we went past the 135 people that were online when we were there this particular day and got there. What level of hot did we get?
We got the hot.
It was
the regular, and then they have like the regular, which is
like
not hot at all.
Six different levels.
Mild, next one up, and then burn your mouth type. I think there are four levels.
I think we got the no level.
Yeah, the no level has no hot at all. That's regular. Mm. That's like Chick-fil-A. We got the lowest hot level, and that was still hot.
And did we get fries with that?
Yeah, we did.
Huge order of fries. Yeah. You know, I want to say that the wait is worth it. I don't know what your schedule is like, but 2 or 3 hours. If you've got two or three hours.
What did Frank say the longest he would wait for food?
An hour.
Hour.
Yeah.
That's about right. I think I'd do an hour.
We waited 45 minutes in Nashville, and I couldn't have waited much longer than that.
Because you were hungry?
Yeah. I mean, 3 hours. Even if it's free, I'm not sure if I'm waiting 3 hours.
Yeah.
You know, but I got to say, it was fantastic. Probably the best chicken in LA, no doubt about it. And even though, I mean, because of that, I wouldn't wait that long because of my schedule, and waiting in line for 3-4 hours is something I don't have an abundance of. But get to Howlin' Rays in Chinatown. Get there early. And if you get there early, you're not going to wait for 3 hours. So
right.
I guess if you're going to get there about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, be ready to have an early dinner.
Yeah.
But Howlin' Rays, big shout out to Howlin'
Rays.
That
was delicious.
Thank you so much for...
It's easy to split those sandwiches with somebody, you know?
Yeah, I barely... And we were starving.
Yeah, and we ate the whole thing. Actually, I think I might have left a bite or two because I couldn't eat anymore.
We could have split one order of fries, too.
Yeah.
And they gave extra pickles and just fantastic. Get to Howlin' Rays.
Do you have the website?
Howlandrays.com.
Okay. And they're opening one in Pasadena or something soon, aren't
they? They're opening one in Pasadena.
Which is great.
Which is speaking of opening, I wonder if the Gino's Pizza Mark has opened up.
Yeah.
Did you want to check that out?
Sure.
Relief here?
Sure.
And speaking of another restaurant, Fat Sam's, we're not endorsing it, but Fat Sam's, which is owned by Turtle from, or Fat Sal's.
Entourage, right?
Yeah. What's Turtle's real name? Do you know?
Anyhow,
we haven't even been there, but it's supposed to be really, really good. It's been in Hollywood for probably about the last 8 years. They just opened up, we saw in Encino, I believe.
Yeah, and it looked brand new. Great location, right in the corner, in the valley. So you know they're going to do killer business.
Yeah, so maybe one of these we'll get out there. Because parking is tight at the one in Hollywood.
Yeah, you know, but you could find something there on the side street.
Yeah,
you know.
And so since our last show, the Emmys that we attended.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Right. Always good to go to the Emmys. One great thing this year, you know, we always spend an extra hour or two at the Ritz-Carlton right there next to Microsoft Theater, and we always have they're selling champagne there all the time, and we always have champagne this year.
$18-$20 a glass.
Yeah, this year the official champagne sponsor, or I should say, sparkling wine sponsor of the Emmys was Ferrari, and not associated with the car. And they were actually there with the Super Magnum. I forgot what the name of this thing was called.
Yeah, it was
but
huge.
They were there pouring free champagne.
Complimentary.
To everybody for hours in the lobby of the Ritz, which was fantastic. Because
a lot of people didn't know that, though. I think they were, like, intimidated
right.
that you had to be a VIP. So it was complimentary. And I guess unless you really went up and asked like we did, you didn't know.
Right. But our big thank you to Ferrari Champagne. Or Ferrari sparkling wine, the official sparkling wine of the Emmys, because it was fantastic. Everybody's in their Sunday best, tuxedos, elegant evening gowns.
Suited and booted.
You know, they're there for 2 hours. I think we were there for about 2 hours, and we were just drinking the champagne.
At least 90 minutes.
And, you know, and then we went out to the red carpet, walked it, got into the Microsoft Theater. Again, this is one of the premier events to go to every year here in Hollywood. Actually, it's not Hollywood. It's in downtown L.A., which is interesting. Mm-hmm. That the Emmys are there. I'm surprised they haven't done something like the Oscars where they moved it straight to Hollywood. You know, the Dolby Theater, and you're in the heart of Hollywood here. You're still in you're downtown L.A., which is the Oscars were down there forever, the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion and the Shrine Auditorium.
So they went from Dorothy Chandler straight to Dolby, or was there someplace in between?
The Oscars?
Yeah.
Yeah, they would alternate then. It was at the Shrine Auditorium. They did it at the Shrine Auditorium for a few years. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That seems like such a small place for...
And a real pit.
And a real...
The Shrine Auditorium was nothing...
Pit and a real...
There's nothing elegant about it. Like, the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion was elegant. You know, it was a great location downtown. It's a great building. Elegance personified, but... You know, then they left there they did it at what are we talking about, the Shrine, but, you know, it is what it is. Like, but anyhow, great time at the Emmys. We had a great Emmy Week gifting suite at the W Hotel. So I want to say a big thank you to all our brands and partners that participated in our Emmy gifting suite. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
Yeah, it was wonderful. So thank you for being a part of it. And that being said, that's been put behind us 3 weeks. We're already looking forward to the Oscars in February, and we already have a couple people that are planning on being involved in there. So I want to give a big shout out to Tweeting Cards. That's TreetingCards.com. TweetingCards.com. Tweeting Cards are a revolutionized greeting card combining big laughs and a tasty treat. The card themes range from birthday to thank you and everything in between. This patented product has a gift box filled with candy that has been carefully curated for each corresponding theme and message of the card. So it's more than just the card. You get candy and an extra special treat with the card. So that's a unique type of thing right there. And what makes this company even more special and unique is the company mark was founded by James, I'm going to mispronounce his name, I'm sure, Cruikshank, 14 years old.
Wow.
He was 7 years old when he founded it. So he is the CEO of TweetingCards.com. So it's a great place. They're in 200 retail shops across the U.S. We thank you for being a part of our Emmy event and look forward to having you on board for our Oscar event in February.
What was the website again?
Tweeting Cards. That's TreetingCards. TweetingCards.com.
Great.
So it's a greeting card with candy and a special little treat in there, which makes it that much more special.
Great.
Especially on a beautiful day like this. I can't believe how wonderful it is. But I guess we're going to be getting, I guess now we're already into October and fall. sooner or later, it's going to start getting pretty cold and wet. And
well, the mornings are cool. You know, the mornings are cool out here.
This morning, I went out to get the paper. I couldn't believe how cold it was.
It was chilly.
It felt like it was 35, but it was 55.
Yeah. And, well, us L.A. residents, when it is 55, it does feel like 25. Yeah, 55 is 25. To us. Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy.
Back to the Emmys, because I just saw a picture of us with Rufus Sewell, who was Emmy nominated for Marvelous,
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah. So if you don't know him from that, he was also in The Holiday. But just seeing Judy on Friday night, Rufus Sewell played Sid, Judy Garland's third husband.
Third husband. See, I didn't know that she was married three times.
She was married five times.
Oh, five times?
In this movie, Mark, she was married four. But in the movie, while she was in London for her five-week performance, she married a younger man. So she got married five times.
So when she passed, then she was still married to the youngest guy.
Yeah, had to. They didn't go into that, but the crazy thing is she knew him, she met him, and she got married to him within this five, and she proposed to him.
Oh, boy.
And then she said, that's it, it's over. So I don't know if they were divorced when she died, because she died six, but anyhow, in any event, you see this movie, Mark, he looked different. His hair was pulled back all the way. Mm-hmm. He looked heavier, and he looked totally different. But in fact, Carrie didn't even know it was him until the credits rolled at the end. But big shout out to Rufus.
Was he playing an Englishman in the show, though, too?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, actually, that's a good question.
Did he have an accent?
He had an accent. Mm-hmm. So I guess he was, but he was her he was her manager, and they had children together. So at this point in the movie, Mark, it's her last year of her life. Liza's in it briefly, so she's about 22, and then she's got the two kids with Sid.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Interesting. Well, a lot of good movies are going to be starting coming out. The Irishman, I think, comes out in a couple of weeks. That's the new Martin Scorsese movie. Mm-hmm. So it's the Oscar time coming up for all the Oscar nominated pictures will be coming.
And that's
going
to be on
out.
Netflix.
Yeah,
the first week or 2 weeks it's in the theater, then it goes into Netflix, I think.
Yeah, just like The Laundromat coming out on Friday. That's going to be Netflix and in the theater also. That's the new Meryl Streep movie, which looks good too.
What's it called? The Laundromat.
The Laundromat. Yeah. So we're heading into Oscar season, believe it or not, we're into halfway of October. Soon we're going to be into November, and November and December are all Oscars. It's all Oscar, Oscar, Oscar. Speaking about Oscars, we came in today with after a meeting here in the Valley with a new great partnership that we have formed to be working with for 2020. It is called the Luxury Viewing Gala. And the website.
Screening the Oscars.
Yeah, Luxury Viewing Gala, Screening the Oscars. Everybody has heard about all the big Oscar viewing parties here in Hollywood, the night of the Oscars. You got the Elton John one, the Vanity Fair one. What's the other third biggest one? There's Vanity Fair.
Those are the two biggest, and I think that's pretty much it.
But I thought there's one more in the top three. The top three. Okay, well, we can't think of it right now, but there's a top 31. And then you get the next tier where you've got the, I'm not going to mention what's his face.
Right.
You've got the Children Uniting Nations.
She was pronouncing his name. She put an O in front of his name.
Oh, yeah, right. The Children Uniting Nations, which we attended a couple times.
Right.
And there are other ones. And then there was the Su Wong one. But anyhow. And then years ago, for years and years, for 20 years, there was the Night of 100 Stars by Norby Walters at the Beverly Hills Hotel, which is gone now. But this is a great new event. This year was the first one they had for this Oscars this year. But it's the luxuryviewinggala.com, and the Harris Brothers and Wow Creations are associated with it for the first time this year, which is going to be great. 800 seats. There's going to be 800 seats.
There were 650 last time, Mark.
Yeah. This is taking place at the Universal Hilton.
Great place.
Yeah, we attended it this year, and it was really good. I mean, think about it. The ballroom was massive. Okay, and you got high ceilings. They had these great big viewing TVs.
Big ones.
So this is I think online that we're planning to make this thing right up there with the Vanity Fair party. And
this might be the third one, like you were saying. There's a third one other than Vanity
with
Fair.
With Vanity Fair and Elton John. I think Elton John's winding down. I think he's only going to do it for another year or so. Vanity Fair, I think, too. I don't think Vanity Fair is going to keep going. You know, they've got new publisher, new editor over there at Vanity Fair. I think this this party cost them so much money that they don't really need it. Nobody's, the subscriptions are going down at the Vanity Fair. The day of magazines and subscriptions, I think, are just going to the side. So I don't think that it quantifies the cost of this party every year for Vanity Fair anymore. So we'll see. But anyhow, luxurygala.com. This is going to be the new preeminent luxury viewing gala during the Oscars. Harris Brothers are very proud to say we are now partnering with them.
Very excited.
To bring celebrities, to bring sponsorship opportunities. So please go to luxurygala.com for the new preeminent Oscar viewing gala in Hollywood on Oscar night.
Thank you. You know, Mark, like you just got done talking about the event to go to on Oscar night. If you're not going to be actually at the Oscars, this is going to be the party to go to.
Oh, that being said, Oscar weekend?
Yeah. That being said, and another note regarding automobiles, the Concours d'Elegance, the first thing you think of probably when you hear Concours d'Elegance is
Beverly Hills. Pebble Beach.
Pebble Beach. Now, for the first year, in 2 weeks, October 25th, 26th, 27th, the new thing is going to be the Las Vegas Concours d'Elegance, which is going to be taking place for 3 days in Las Vegas, starting out with a grand gala event on Friday. On Saturday is going to be the full day of the Concours d'Elegance at the Dragon Ridge Country Club, which is in nearby Henderson. So this is going to be a full day of automobiles. Fantastic. It's going to be an unforgettable, I like how they phrase it, a world-class experience, an unforgettable place, the Las Vegas Concours d'Elegance. And they're featuring the Helene Award, Mark. The Helene Award. And on Sunday, they're going to have the cars driving down the strip.
The strip.
They're going to close on the strip. I'm not quite exactly sure how long they're going to close it for, but these cars, the best-looking cars in the world, collectors from all over the world are going to be in Las Vegas for this weekend. The VIP tickets, Mark, are already sold out.
Wow.
2 weeks before the event. However, general admission tickets and other opportunities are still available. So go to www.lasvegasconcourse.com. Stuart Sobeck is the chairman and the creator and owner of this whole deal. He was in studio a couple months ago, and looking forward to seeing him in a couple weeks as the Tastemakers will be making an appearance. And we were asked to golf in the Monday. That's right. Wow. Friday's the gala. Saturday's the concourse. Sunday is the drive down Las Vegas Boulevard. And on Monday is the celebrity golf tournament, which we were invited to participate in, but I guess the quality and caliber of our game will prevent us from participating in that tournament. So it's a four-day event, a lot's going on, and again, the website is www.lasvegasconcourse.com, and it starts October 25th, so we hope to see you all there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
Succession, season finale tonight.
Oh, not only that, Succession, season finale, also season finale of the Gemstones. But also the series finale of Ballers.
Yeah, good.
I didn't know it was the series finale.
Yeah, it's
but
good.
You're right, good, because this season's been the last.
This is the fifth season. Season one was great. Season two is pretty good. Three, just like Ray Donovan, season three started fading. Last year was...
Oh, by the way, when is Ray Donovan coming back again? You said it was coming back soon, right?
November 20th or something like that. Okay. Yeah. Jeez. But same with Ray Donovan. First season was great. Second one was great. Third started fizzling. Fourth... I don't know, in the fifth season, I didn't even see the fifth season. But same with Ballers. First season was great. Second season was pretty good. Third season started, just like Halloween 3, Fast and Furious 3, we were talking about this last night.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, last year, the season, it stunk, I thought.
Yeah,
and this,
it stunk.
This,
and
this, this,
one,
terrible.
This season stinks even more than last season.
It's terrible.
What the heck is going on? You know?
And it's amazing with these seasons now. They're eight episodes.
Yeah.
If that.
Yeah. Yeah, this was terrible.
I don't think Succession was eight. It concludes tonight. It wasn't six. But
I like Succession. I like this. Is this the third season or second?
Second.
Season? Okay.
And it's already over.
Yeah, it was just as good as the first season. The
you
Royal
have more
Gemstones.
Seven or eight episodes.
Is it called the Royal Gemstones?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good too. Last week was really good, and I'm looking forward to the
that's
finale.
A conclusion too.
I think tonight is, tonight's the season finale. So we're losing Ballers, Succession, and Gemstones.
I think Silicon Valley comes back tonight.
Does it?
Either tonight or next week.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
That's another good one.
Yeah.
But did you see the Return of the Walking Dead last week? It was a season premiere?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I still got a TV, but I got to watch.
Nothing special.
No big deal, huh?
No, nothing special at all. It's the usual. I mean, this is the 10th season, I think.
Yeah.
Here we go again. First season was great. 2, 3, and 4, I think, were all equally as good. Then by the 5th season, started drifting a little bit.
Yeah.
And, I mean, how long can you keep on
going?
Well,
yeah, I guess some shows you can't keep writing. There's certain shows like you can, like the Breaking Bad. You know, these shows you can keep going. It's great, great, great. Some you just lose something. And the thing about like Ballers, for instance, heck, it's a 30-minute show. So if you can't keep you captivated for 30 minutes, yeah, you got no business going on, which, yeah, is why they pulled the plug on it.
Gunsmoke went on for 20 seasons. Okay.
See, that was a different day and age.
Yeah. But now, you know, Survivor's on for the 38th season, Amazing Race, whatever. But that's a little different.
Reality. Yeah. Different.
But for scripted, a regular show, you can only go. How long could you go?
How long has Billions been on? 3 seasons, 4 seasons? That's still as good as ever.
Yeah. Three or four. But when you start getting 8, 9, and 10... You know,
you start losing something.
Even like the Big Bang Theory, the ratings were still good, but they called it quits.
Yeah, sometimes you got to go out on top, just like Seinfeld did.
Yeah.
You go out on top. Stop at the top of the ratings, you got to go out.
Yeah.
Which they did.
Yeah.
Which is good.
It seems like all these other shows they got that are on, just seems like there's a lot of crap out there.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I like Stumptown.
Oh, I watched 10 minutes of it.
Yeah,
that's it.
I like it. It takes place in Portland. I didn't know Portland was called Stumptown. Did you?
No, not until the show came on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave it 10 minutes, and that was it.
Yeah, I like it. And that other one where this probably is only going to last one season. What's it called? Everlasting?
Jimmy Smites down there. He's the law firm in Memphis.
The one where there's a plane crash and there's a real
Emergence?
Yeah.
Oh, I like it a lot.
I like it a lot, too. This is similar to something that was on.
Yeah, they've done this before.
Yeah, with... something very similar. A plane crashed. And...
Yeah. But I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot, as a matter of fact. So I'll continue to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still a lot of good stuff. You know, Sunday night's got good TV. What else is on during the week? You know, that Brady Bunch thing was pretty good that they did.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, was very clever.
I wouldn't mind checking out their house. It's around here somewhere.
You're right.
It's in Studio City, I think.
Which Studio City borderline
Dilling Street. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to check it out?
Absolutely.
I read something yesterday. They have it fenced off though.
Fenced off.
Yeah.
Why?
But it's fenced off.
Why?
Looky-loos, I guess. Did you see the Saturday section yesterday, Mark? About
3.3 miles from here.
Yeah. The tour of L.A., they said the Architectural Digest tour.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. What am I doing that?
Yeah.
But I'd like to check out that house.
Yeah. It's 3 miles from here.
Have you seen, you know, the show ended?
Wait, Studio City's back this week, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The show ended, the Brady Bunch show, but then the week after, they came back with another one. Did you see that one? It's called the About the Making of It or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that was last week's episode.
It just seems like an extension.
It was. It was like the best of the first three episodes.
Yeah. After 20 minutes, Kira said, turn it off.
Yeah, well, we watch it all. We already started, so we figure why not.
Yeah. But is it going to be on tomorrow, too?
No, that was it.
Oh, that was it. Just one thing. Oh, good.
Yeah, that was the end of it.
Because you could only do this stuff so many times, right?
Right. But, and so Dancing with the Stars came back. Last week, Lamar Odom got booted off, which he would have gotten booted off the week earlier, but they didn't boot him off because Ray Lewis had to pull out because he injured himself. Which he would have went after Lamar Odom anyhow. So,
So he was the second worst.
He was the worst.
Oh, wow!
But I forget who went the first week, but he was the worst. How he got saved, I don't know. But anyhow, he went last week. Ray Lewis went the week before because he pulled himself out, and I forgot who the first one was that went.
Must have been pretty bad if.
Which is weird because Lamar Odom, you know, he was like Master P. Stiff, Frankenstein.
He's so tall; it's kind of awkward dancing with him.
So it really wasn't his fault, I guess, to a certain point. When you're that tall, it's just tough to make it.
How's Christie Brinkley's daughter doing?
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Do they have a gymnast on there, too, this year?
No. I think the athletes were Ray Lewis and Lamar Odom. So you said gymnast?
Gymnast.
Yeah. They only had the two. They usually always have one sports person. Mm-hmm. This year they had two, and they were both lousy.
Yeah.
They're both gone now, so.
Did you, on another note, Mark, our client Nirvana Bars, did you see how they were involved with the fashion show the other day?
No.
Shara Jones loved them so much from our gifting suite, she reached out to them when they were represented on site at the...
Nirvana. Do you have their website? Is it nirvanabars.com?
I don't have it in front of me, but I'm thinking it's... And Shara, have you tried yours?
No, I never got it. Did you give me the bag? Oh, you did give me... I didn't even look in the bag yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Put it in her cabin. I think Whitney may have eaten it, but she loved it.
Yeah. Boy, I can't believe it. They were at our event. They had the bars there. I grabbed the bar. Never had. Didn't eat one there, and I haven't eaten one since.
Yeah. Well, we only, like I said, we only got one each, and I'm pretty sure Whitney had, because she's really into the bars. So,
yeah. Yeah. But there's a lot of them out there.
I like the fact that she was just in our event. Shara.
It's all about networking. Them. Yeah. It's all networking.
You and know, I think that
meeting
happens.
Meeting people. Forging partnerships, creating synergy. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, it sure is. Speaking of creating synergy, the Santa Fe Film Festival is taking place this weekend.
Today or next weekend?
Next weekend, starting on Thursday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so proud sponsor.
So why did my stuff have to go out 2 weeks ago?
Because I had a feeling that you were just going to sit on it for whatever reason. So better safe than sorry. But starts this Thursday, and for the second year in a row, we are proud sponsors of the gift bags for the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival. Which, by the way, Mark, we reached out to or heard from Santa Barbara Film Festival. I haven't heard back from you yet.
Oh, that's interesting.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Other events we're doing are the upcoming Miss Maryland USA pageant and Miss New Jersey USA pageant.
Let's not forget Miss California USA in January.
Already did forget about that one.
Okay.
When is that taking? Is that
January?
Is that over in Arcadia again by you?
At the Arcadia Performing Arts Center in California.
Wow.
And the host hotel is the San Gabriel Sheraton Hotel, which is fabulous. I mean, you wouldn't think this thing is in San Gabriel. It's a great hotel. So we're looking forward to our partnership with the Miss California USA pageant, January, Arcadia, California. Be there. And we can't judge because we're official sponsors, which is a drag.
Yeah, speaking of judging, sure wouldn't mind doing some judging.
Yeah.
Utah has one spot open. Oh, speaking of that, back to pageants. Today is the Miss Malibu and Miss Beverly Hills. I couldn't find where it's taking place.
Yeah. Really?
But you know what? We first judged there years ago. I don't know. Five, seven years ago?
Yeah. Or 6 years ago?
And it was a small number of girls.
Yes.
Today, it seems like even less than it was.
Eight girls or something.
Something like that, right?
Yeah.
How could that be?
I guess not that many girls. Yeah, how could that be in one case? And in another
Beverly
case,
Hills, Malibu.
How do you make money if you only got 8 girls in the thing or 10 girls? I mean, the money comes in by the participation fees, you know? And if you're not participating, it's the sponsor fees.
Yeah.
And then it's ticket sales. But ticket sales aren't that much for this type of thing.
Right. I think they're $25.
Yeah. So
And I don't think they have that Asian jewelry guy as a sponsor this year.
Oh, yeah, he's the main guy. He's giving the crown.
Yeah.
The crown.
He wasn't listed on...
What's his name? Patrick? No, it's...
Wow, I'm surprised you even remember. I think it is Patrick, though.
I know, because he's the same as our dentist in Arcadia. What's his name? Oh, I can't even remember what his name is.
That's okay.
That looks suspicious down there. Whoever's walking down
in
there.
The alley.
Yeah, just hanging out over there?
Yeah, it looks like it could be some kind of deal going down. Mm. I'm glad we're up here on the fourth floor just overlooking. Or she might just be looking in the trash can, I think, Mark.
Anyhow.
Who knows?
It looks suspicious.
Yeah.
You know.
Suspicious. Suspicious minds. Suspicious minds.
Yeah.
But anyhow, what else we got coming up?
Well, you know, we've always got something going up. If you're interested in partnering with WOW Creations, go to wowcreationsmedia.com. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/WOW Creations. Instagram is, what's Instagram?
WOW Hollywood.
WOW Hollywood? Okay.
Yep.
Twitter is twitter.com/WOW Creations. LinkedIn, Snapchat, you know, follow us, watch us on A&E for upcoming episodes of Storage Wars and A&E.
That's like been put on, I guess it's in hiatus right now.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. But before we go, I'd like to give a big shout out to another client, Mark, that is going to be participating in our upcoming Oscars event. Now, granted, it's still, 4 months away? Spots are filling up quick. So if you missed out for the Emmys, we also have an opportunity to participate with our Oscar gifting suite, as well as the other opportunities that Mark was talking about earlier for the luxury gala. But that being said, La Monique Cosmetics. That's LAMONIQUECOSMETICS, Cosmetics. La Monique Cosmetics is an alluring array of luxurious mineral-based non-toxic cosmetics. Their minerals consist of natural pigments, freeze-dried vitamins. That's interesting. Freeze-dried vitamins A, E, and D, and lavender-based aromatherapy. the use of titanium dioxide. Boy, this sounds really, really scientific. It's a natural occurring mineral, Mark, which works as an excellent SPF. La Monique Cosmetics are talc, paraben, gluten, and cruelty-free. They also do not contain any dyes or alcohol, giving you all the glitz and glam you're sure to love with your harmful chemicals. So if you have an opportunity, Mark, check out LaMoniqueCosmetics.com. Also on Instagram and social media, it's at LaMoniqueCosmetics. So check them out. They're going to be in our upcoming event, and we look forward to working with them.
Great.
Fantastic.
We'll do that.
So hopefully A&E is going to have some of our episodes coming up pretty soon, because every time we go to an event, people are always asking, where are we? Where are we?
Where are we? Right. Are we coming back? Are we coming back? But as we close out on our show, I want to do a big shout out and a big thank you to the bash at the Breeders' Cup. I want to do a big shout out at the Breeders' Cup, breederscup.com, coming to Arcadia in just less than, three weeks. Yeah. Big shout out to Santa Anita Park for always having the Harris Brothers there. It's a great park, santaanita.com. Watch us on reruns on the FYI network of Storage Wars. They run more on FYI than they do on the A&E network. Follow us at wildcreationsmedia.com. I would like to say, if you're looking to buy or sell real estate in this hot LA market, markharrisrealtor@gmail.com. Your neighborhood realtor and realtor to the stars, Mark Harris Realtor. So that's markharrisrealtor@gmail.com. Again, you're looking to buy and sell in this hot LA market, contact me. I'll find the perfect house for you to live in, perfect house, or if you want to sell, I'll sell it for you in lickety-split. So contact me at markharrisrealtor@gmail.com. If you have a question regarding Wild Creations events, wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Snapchat. We're all across the board. So,
and if you want to view our website, it's www.wowcreationsmedia.com. Easy enough. And if you want to get your product into a celebrity gift bag or a beauty pageant, we are providing the gift bags for the upcoming Miss Maryland USA, Miss New Jersey USA, Miss California USA, Miss Nevada USA. Four wonderful pageants. And we're doing the gifting for the Oscars, as well as Santa Fe Film Festival next week, and other stuff coming up as well.
So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Enjoy yourself. Have a great meal, have a great drink, and live every day like it's going to be your last.
That's for sure.
One of these days you're going to be right.
Yeah.
Until next time, folks. Adios.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.